The first person to be judged by Bill Kenkel will be
Steve.
Yay! All right. Judge away, Bill. I welcome your scrutiny, Bill. So I'm going to talk about time travel. So I'll try to keep it moving fast because we've got a lot of people tonight. So there's an image that I've seen a lot floating around the internet. It's of a protest sign, a fake protest sign saying, "What do we want? Time travel. When do we want it? It's irrelevant." The idea being that if humanity ever gets time travel, it won't matter when we get it because we can go back in time and tell everyone how awesome time travel is. My theory is that we can't count on backwards time travel. It's not going to happen. And I've got some reasons for that. First of all, nobody is going to go back in time and stop Hitler. That's a common thing when discussing time travel. There's even an XKCD comic about it recently that if you get time travel, the first thing you're obligated to do is go back and stop Hitler. Nobody's going to do that. First of all, I think time travel is probably one of the most expensive engineering propositions you could have. In addition to the sky crane, which cost $2.5 billion. Totally worth $2.5 billion. The sky crane, I think, would be a tiny fraction of what it would cost to do time travel. So time travel is really only available to America right now, or really giant corporations. And they don't want to mess up the recent past, especially World War II, which was great for America. As callous as that sounds, there's no reason for America to go back right now and change anything about World War II, because we want to be where we are now. Wherever we are that gets us to the point where we can do time travel, we don't want to mess up anything leading up to that. Imagine 10,000 years in the future, a society that has nothing to do with America gets time travel. They're not going to want to mess up anything in the past that got them there. So World War II is a very touchy subject. Who agrees that if you could do time travel, you should stop the Holocaust? I agree. That would be good if we could stop the Holocaust. Keep your hands up and leave them up if you would also want to go back and stop what happened in Merv.
So what now?
Exactly! Exactly! No one has on their list of things to stop going back to 1221 and stopping Genghis Khan from killing a million people in a weekend. Nobody cares! 800 years later, it is on no one's list of things to stop. And it's gonna take us a long time to get to time travel. And by the time we do, going back to World War II isn't gonna be on anyone's lists. Also, no time travel for personal use. It's really tempting to think, oh, Doc Brown and Marty are going to go back. No, because again, time travel is only going to be available to that super country or super corporation. They're not going to waste it on personal things. Unless it's Citizen Kane and he wants to go back and play with Rosebud. It's not happening. Also, time travel for mystery solving. That's another common thing. Let's go back and find out who really killed JFK. Maybe it was the CIA. No. An American president isn't going to authorize that multi-billion or trillion-dollar mission to find out if his private army killed one of his predecessors. He gets no benefit from finding out that the CIA killed or didn't kill JFK. Even right now, he could find out, how did the CIA authorize torture? You don't even need a time machine to figure that out. There's no way we're going to spend that time machine on something that controversial. Also, no one's going to come back to us. If a civilization 10,000 years from now figures out time travel, they have no reason to come back here. Just as we're not going back to save the city of Merv. It's really tempting to think that we live in a really important time right now where we're shifting to an advanced technological society, and that's a really important moment in human history. If it is that important, then it's that important because we can document everything. So if 10,000 years from now they want to know what we're thinking, they can just go on YouTube. They have no reason to come back and tell us how awesome it is in the year 12,000. That's all.
rock solid, Steve. It's rock solid.
I think you broke some hearts, though, man.
Yeah, it's cold.
Some disillusionment in this room.
What about my kids?
Something's gotta be done about your kids.
Have you considered a time-traveling supervillain obsessed with the Flash who decides to go back in time to alter the events in his life so that he's challenged harder? Because that's a big omission. Right. The fact that no one but Sawyer laughed at that makes me really sad, you guys.
I'm more of a
thank
Kang
you.
Man.
Thank you.